least with her. She watched as he checked the two dishes she had on the small stove to see what was being prepared for his dinner. Then he went into the 9x11 living room and sat down on the vinyl-covered settee. Maggie recognized his mood. In some way, he had been humiliated. And that was one thing which Mike could not stand. As she had many times before, she reminded herself that he was a proud man. Proud was a good word, a respected word, far removed from such terms as ill-tempered, abrupt, or even mean. Mike was none of these things. Someone had once told her that he was strong-willed. That was it. Strong-willed. A man not easily defeated. She preferred to think of him in that way. She served up the simple dinner and called her men. Mike reappeared and seated himself before the kitchen table, which was one of the supplied furnishings. Johnny slid into his place with caution, aware at once that his father was not in his most congenial mood. For several strained minutes, the three of them ate quietly, Maggie and her son waiting for the moment when it would please the head of the family to speak. When it came, it was without preamble.
"I got a traffic ticket today. It'll probably cost us some money."
Johnny knew instantly that whatever had occurred, his father had been in the right. Nothing else was possible. Maggie kept control over the expression on her face and waited to hear the details this time.
"I was coming up the freeway,"
Mike said, talking with his mouth half full and making his words deliberately harsh.
"A goddamn kid in a hot rod cut in ahead of me, almost knocked my fender off."
"Mike, Johnny's here,"
Maggie warned cautiously.
"I know, but he's gonna be a man and he might as well learn man's language now."
"Did you fix him, Dad?"
Johnny asked eagerly. Mike nodded.
"Of course, the cops didn't see him do that. They never do. I caught up with him about a mile after that. Then I cut him off just like he done me, to teach him a lesson."
"Good,"
Johnny enthused, his eyes aglow at his father's triumph. Mike ignored the comment.
"Of course, this time there was a cop on a motorbike sitting up on the bridge. He came down and gave me a ticket."
"You won't lose your license, will you?"
Maggie asked.
"They've got some law, I think, about how many tickets you can get. Something like that."
"Hell no, I won't lose my license,"
Mike barked. That settled it, and the subject was closed. The rest of the meal was quiet and edgy. The citation would cost at least $13, possibly as much as $20, which meant that something would have to be given up. Johnny badly needed a new jacket. His old one was out at the elbows. Maggie decided that if he could wear it just a little longer, the money she had put aside for a new one might help to take care of the fine. When the last of the meal was being eaten, and Johnny was industriously scraping his plate with the edge of his fork to capture the last bits of gravy, Mike turned to his son.
"Johnny, I know that I promised to take you to the ball game. We'll still go, but it might have to be a little later on. Is that all right with you?"
Into Johnny's eyes, tears came very quickly. He blinked rapidly several times to make them go away. He'd been counting the days and the hours until the promised trip to Anaheim to see the Angels, Gene Autry's team. Postponing that was almost more than he could bear. But he tried, as best he could, to measure up to his father's strength of character.
"You had to do it, Dad,"
he said.
"And I'm real sorry about the cop."
One small consolation appeared, and he seized at it.
"I can listen to the games on my new radio."
Mike gave his son a powerful squeeze. He did not have many moments of softness, but he realized how much it was costing his son to support what he had done. For a second, he was almost ashamed of himself. Then he remembered that it had not been his fault that the cop had been there.
"Can we go some other time?"
Johnny asked in a small voice.
"You bet we can. There'll be another doubleheader, not with the Twins maybe, but some other good team. Maybe Boston or the Tigers. We'll go and sit in reserve seats."
There was a pause during which Mike silently cursed the policeman who had put him in this humiliating position, and it was causing his son this hurt. He looked at his boy once more.
"Are you crying?"
he demanded. Johnny wiped his eyes with his sleeve.
"I was just thinking about the guy who tried to hurt you,"